I do not now believe, I know that you are risen from the dead. 27. And Jesus said, Because you see me you believe, and blessed are your eyes. 28. But blessed thrice are they who see me not and yet believe. 29. Then Jesus vanished from their sight, but the disciples were established in their faith. Chapter 178. Jesus appears, fully materialized, before Apollo and the Silent Brotherhood in Greece. Appears to Claudia and Juliet on the Tiber near Rome. Appears to the priests in the Egyptian temple at Heliopolis. 1. Apollo, with the Silent Brotherhood of Greece, was sitting in a Delphian grove. The oracle had spoken loud and long. 2. The priests were in the sanctuary and as they looked the oracle became a blaze of light, it seemed to be on fire, and all consumed. 3. The priests were filled with fear. They said, A great disaster is to come, our gods are mad, they have destroyed our oracle. 4. But when the flames had spent themselves, a man stood on the Iraq pedestal and said, 5. God speaks to man, not by an oracle of wood and gold, but by the voice of man. 6. The gods have spoken to the Greeks, and kindred tongues, through images made by man, but God, the One, now speaks to man through Christ the only Son, who was, and is and evermore will be. 7. This oracle shall fail, the living oracle of God, the One, will never fail. 8. Apollo knew the man who spoke, he knew it was the Nazarene who once had taught the wise men in the Acropolis and had rebuked the idol worshippers upon the Athens beach. 9. And in a moment Jesus stood before Apollo and the Silent Brotherhood, and said, 10. Behold, for I have risen from the dead with gifts for men. I bring to you the title of your vast estate. 11. All power in heaven and earth is mine, to you I give all power in heaven and earth. 12. Go forth and teach the nations of the earth the gospel of the resurrection of the dead and of eternal life through Christ, the love of God made manifest to men. 13. And then he clasped Apollo's hand and said, My human flesh was changed to higher form by love divine and I can manifest in flesh, or in the higher planes of life, at will. 14. What I can do all men can do. Go preach the gospel of the omnipotence of man. 15. Then Jesus disappeared, but Greece and Crete and all the nations heard. 16. Claudius and Juliet, his wife, lived on the Palatine in Rome and they were servants of Tiberius. But they had been in Galilee, 17. Had walked with Jesus by the sea, had heard his words and seen his power, and they believed that he was Christ made manifest. 18. Now Claudius and his wife were on the Tiber in a little boat, a storm swept from the sea, the boat was wrecked and Claudius and his wife were sinking down to death. 19. And Jesus came and took them by the hands and said, Claudius and Juliet, Arise and walk with me upon the waves. 289. 20. And they arose and walked with him upon the waves. 21. 1,000 people saw the three walk on the waves, and saw them reach the land, and they were all amazed. 22. And Jesus said, You men of Rome, I am the resurrection and the life. They that are dead shall live, and many that shall live will never die. 23. By mouth of gods and demigods God spoke unto your fathers long ago, but now he speaks to you through perfect man. 24. He sent his Son, the Christ, in human flesh, to save the world, and as I lifted from the watery grave and saved these servants of Tiberius. 25. So Christ will lift the sons and daughters of the human race, yea, every one of them, from darkness and from graves of carnal things, to light and everlasting life. 26. I am the manifest of love raised from the dead, behold my hands, my feet, my side which carnal men have pierced. 27. Claudius and Juliet whom I have saved from death, are my ambassadors to Rome. 28. And they will point the way and preach the gospel of the holy breath and of the resurrection of the dead. 29. And that was all he said, but Rome and all of Italy heard. 30. The priests of Heliopolis were in their temple, met to celebrate the resurrection of their brother Nazarite. They knew that he had risen from the dead. 31. The Nazarite appeared and stood upon a sacred pedestal on which no man had ever stood. 32. This was an honor that had been reserved for him who first would demonstrate the resurrection of the dead. 33. And Jesus was the first of all the human race to demonstrate the resurrection of the dead. 34. When Jesus stood upon the sacred pedestal, the masters stood and said, "All hail." The great bells of the temple rang and all the temple was ablaze with light. 35. And Jesus said, "All honor to the masters of this temple of the Sunday." 36. In flesh of man there is the essence of the resurrection of the dead. This essence, quickened by the holy breath, will raise the substance of the body to a higher tone. 37. And make it like the substance of the bodies of the plains above, which human eyes cannot behold. 38. There is a holy ministry in death. The essence of the body cannot be quickened by the holy breath until the fixed is solved. The body must disintegrate, and this is death. 39. And then upon these pliant substances God breathes, just as he breathed upon the chaos of the deep when worlds were formed. 40. And life springs forth from death. The carnal form is changed to form divine. 41. The will of man makes possible the action of the holy breath. When will of man and will of God are one, the resurrection is a fact. 42. In this we have the chemistry of mortal life, the ministry of death, the mystery of deific life. 43. My human life was wholly given to bring my will to tune with the deific will. When this was done, my earth tasks all were done. 44. And you, my brothers, know full well the foes I had to meet. You know about my victories in Gethsemane, my trials in the courts of men, my death upon the cross. 45. You know that all my life was one great drama for the sons of men, a pattern for the sons of men. I lived to show the possibilities of man. 46. What I have done all men can do, and what I am all men shall be. 47. The masters looked, the form upon the sacred pedestal had gone, but every temple priest, and every living creature said, "Praise God." Chapter 179. Jesus appears, fully materialized, to the apostles at the Sea of Galilee. Appears to a multitude of people. Tells his apostles to go again to Jerusalem and he would meet them there. 1. Now, the apostles were at home in Galilee, the women tarried in Judea until the Pentecost. 2. And Peter, James and John, and Andrew, Philip and Nathanael were in Capernaum. They joined with Jonah and with Zebedee, and in their boats went out to fish. 3. They toiled all night and when the morning came they had no fish. 4. And as they neared the shore a man stood on the shore and said, "How many fish have you?" 5. And Peter answered, "None." 6. Again the man called out and said, "A school of fish is passing now upon the right side of your boat, cast out your net." 7. They cast their net, and it was filled, and John exclaimed, "It is the Lord who stands upon the shore." 8. And Peter plunged into the sea and swam to shore. The other men brought in the net, and it contained 153 fish and yet it did not break. 9. And Jesus said, "My children, let us break our fast together here." 10. They found some living coals upon the beach and Peter brought and dressed the fish. They had some bread. 11. And when the meal had been prepared they broke their fast, and Jesus set of both the fish and bread. 12. Now, after breakfast all the men were sitting on the beach, and Jesus said to Peter, "Do you love the Lord your God with all your heart, and do you love your neighbor as you love yourself?" 13. And Peter said, "Yea, Lord, I love the Lord my God with all my heart, I love my neighbor as I love myself." 14. And Jesus said, "Then feed my sheep." 15. And then he said to James, "Do you love her, the holy breath, with all your heart, and do you love your neighbor as you love yourself?" 16. And James replied, "Yea, Lord, I love the holy breath with all my heart, I love my neighbor as I love myself." 17. Then Jesus said, "Protect my sheep." 18. And then he said to John, "Do you love Christ, the love divine made manifest, with all your heart, and do you love your neighbor as you love yourself?" 19. And John replied, "Yea, Lord, I love the Christ with all my heart, I love my neighbor as I love myself." 20. And Jesus said, "Then feed my lambs." 21. Then Jesus rose and said to Peter, "Follow me." And Peter followed him. 22. When Peter saw that John was following him, he said to Jesus, "Lord, behold, John follows you. What shall he do?" 23. Now Peter did not hear the master when he said to John, "Then feed my lambs." 24. And Jesus spoke to Peter and he said, "It matters not to you what John shall do, not even though I will that he remain until I come again." 25. Just do your duty, follow me. 26. And Jesus passed, they knew not where he went. 27. The news soon spread through all Capernaum that Jesus had risen from the dead, that he had walked with his disciples by the sea and ate with them the morning meal. The multitudes came forth to see. 28. Now Peter, James and John, together with the other men who had been called to be apostles of the Lord, went to the mountains near Capernaum to pray. 29. And as they prayed the master came, they saw him and they talked with him. 30. He said to them, "The Pentecost is near at hand, go to Jerusalem and I will meet you there." 31. And as he talked, a multitude of people came, they saw the Lord, they said. 32. Behold, for now we know that he, the Nazarene, has risen from the dead, for we have seen him face to face. Chapter 180. Jesus appears, fully materialized, to the apostles in Jerusalem. Gives them his instructions. Promises them a special endowment for their work on Pentecost. Goes to Mount Olives and in full view of many disciples ascends to heaven. The disciples return to Jerusalem. 1. The 11 apostles of the Lord were in Jerusalem and in a spacious room that they had chosen by the Lord's command. 2. And as they prayed the Lord appeared to them and said, 3. Peace be to all, goodwill to every living thing. And then he talked with them a long, long time. 4. And the disciples asked, "Will you restore the kingdom unto Israel now?" 5. And Jesus said, "Be not concerned about the governments of men, the master's will direct." 6. Do that which has been given you to do, and wait and murmur not. 7. All power in heaven and earth is given unto me, and now am I bid you go to all the world and preach the gospel of the Christ, the unity of God and man, the resurrection of the dead, and of eternal life. 8. And as you go and preach, baptize the people in the name of Christ. 9. They who believe and are baptized shall rise up in the newness of the life of Christ, and they who disbelieve shall rise not in the newness of the life of Christ. 10. And you shall give to men the power I give to you. 11. They who believe and are baptized shall heal the sick, shall cause the blind to see, the deaf to hear, the lame to walk. 12. Shall cast the unclean spirits out of those obsessed, shall tread on deadly serpents and be not harmed, shall pass through flames and not be burned, and if they drink a poisonous draught it shall not kill. 13. You know the sacred word, which is the word of power. 14. The secret things that I have told to you that may not now be told to all the world, you shall make known to faithful men who shall in turn reveal them unto other faithful men. 15. Until the time shall come when all the world may hear and comprehend the words of truth and power. 16. And now I will ascend to God, as you and all the world will rise to God. 17. Behold, upon the day of Pentecost you all shall be endowed with power from on high. 18. But here you shall remain till then in holy thought and prayer. 19. Then Jesus went to Olivet, And his disciples followed him, and in a place not far removed from Bethany, he met the Marys and Salome, 20, met Martha, Ruth and Miriam, met Lazarus and a host of others who had come from Galilee. 21. And Jesus stood apart and raised his hands and said. 22. The benedictions of the Holy Ones, of the Almighty God, and of the Holy Breath, of Christ, the love of God made manifest, 23, will rest upon you all the way till you shall rise and sit with me upon the throne of power, 24. And then they saw him rise upon the wings of light, a wreath encircled him about, and then they saw his form no more, 25. But as they gazed up into heaven two men, in robes of white, appeared and said, 26. You men of Galilee, why gaze you thus so anxiously upon the ascending Lord? Lo, he will come again from heaven as you have seen him go to heaven. 27. Then the 11 and Lazarus, and other men from Galilee together with the faithful women, not a few, returned unto Jerusalem and their abode. 28. And they were constantly in prayer and holy thought. They waited for the Holy Breath, and for the coming of the promised power from on high. Section 22. Tau. Establishment of the Christian Church. Chapter 181. The 11 apostles make choice of Matthias to fill the place made vacant by the defection of Judas. The Christians are glad. Miriam sings a song of praise. Apostolic roster. 1. The fact that Jesus had arisen from the dead was not denied by many of the rulers of the Jews. 2. And Pilate gave an order that the followers of the Nazarene be not molested in their worship any place in his domain. 3. The day of Pentecost was near at hand and everyone was looking for a manifest of spirit power. 4. Now, in Jerusalem the 11 had met to choose a man to fill the place of Judas who betrayed his Lord. 5. And Peter said, the Lord called to this ministry 12 men as 12 foundation stones on which the Christian temple should be built. 6. This Judas who betrayed his Lord, has gone to his own place beyond the veil. 7. Of him the prophet wrote, his habitation shall be desolate, no man shall dwell therein, his office let another take. 8. From those who have accompanied us from Gilgal, where the harbinger baptized, until this day, shall one be chosen to complete the number 12, to fill the place from which our brother by transgression fell. 9. And then the 11 spent a long time in prayer, and when they cast their lots, Matthias, from the valley of the Nile, was chosen for the place. 10. Matthias was an Israelite indeed, but he was learned in all the wisdom of Egyptian schools, and he had taught the mysteries of Mizraim in Jericho. 11. He was among the first to greet the harbinger, among the first to recognize the Nazarene as Christ, the Son of God. 12. He had been with the Christian band in all their journeys in the land of Galilee, Judea and Samaria. 13. A messenger was sent who found Matthias, and he came and joins the 11, and for a time the 12 were lost in silent prayer. 14. The Christians who had come from Galilee and places in Judea, about 60, were there, and Peter told them of Matthias, and how, by lot, he had been chosen an apostle of the Lord. 15. The Christians all were glad and praised the name of God, and Miriam sung a song of praise. 16. These are the names of the apostles of the Lord, Peter, John and James, Philip, Andrew and Nathanael. 17. Thomas, James the son of Alphaeus and Simon Zelotes, Matthew, Jude, the son of Alphaeus and Matthias. Chapter 182. Events of the day of Pentecost. Endowment of the Apostles. The Christian Church is established. Peter preaches the introductory sermon. The sermon. 3,000 people are baptized and become members of the Church. 1. Now, when the day of Pentecost had come, Jerusalem was filled with pious Jews and proselytes from many lands. 2. The Christians all were met and were in perfect harmony. 3. And as they sat in silent prayer they heard a sound like the distant murmur of a coming storm. 4. The sound grew louder still, until, like thunder peals, it filled the room where the apostles sat. 5. A brilliant light appeared, and many thought, the building is afire. 6. 12 balls, that seemed like balls of fire, fell from heaven, a ball from every sign of all the circle of the heavens, and on the head of each apostle there appeared a flaming ball of fire. 7. And every ball sent 7 tongues of fire toward heaven, and each apostle spoke in 7 dialects of earth. 8. The ignorant rabble treated lightly what they heard and saw. They said, these men are drunk, and know not what they say. 9. But men of learning were amazed. They said, are not these men who speak all Jews? How is it that they speak in all the languages of earth? 10. And Peter said, you people of Jerusalem, and you who live beyond the city's gates, peace be to you, and all mankind. 11. This is the time that holy men of old desired to see. By faith they saw this hour, and now they stand with us in ecstasy. 12. The prophet Joel in olden times told of the things you see and hear. The holy breath spoke with his tongue and said, 13. And it shall come to pass in latter days, that I will breathe upon the sons of men, and fill them with the blessedness of holiness. 14. Your sons and daughters will stand forth and prophesy, your young men will be seers, your old men will dream dreams. 15. And I will show wonders in the heavens above, and marvelous signs in earth. 16. Sounds will proceed from heaven and voices will be heard that men will fail to comprehend. 17. The sun will fail to shine, the moon will wade in blood before the coming of the great day of the Lord. 18. And it will come to pass that they who call upon the name of God in faith shall be redeemed. 19. This is the day of Christine power, the day that he, the man from Galilee, is glorified. 20. He came as a babe in Bethlehem, and from his day of birth the kings of earth went forth intent to take his life. 21. God held him in the hollow of his hand. 22. Men called him Jesus, and they called him well, for he was sent to seek and save the lost. 23. And Jesus grew to manhood and was subject unto all trials and temptations of the sons of men, that he might know the loads that men must bear, and know the way to succor them. 24. In distant lands he lived, and by the sacred word he healed the sick, threw prison doors ajar, and set the prisoners free, and everywhere he was proclaimed, Emmanuel. 25. But wicked men despised him and rejected him, and by bribed men they proved him guilty of a score of crimes. 26. And in the presence of a multitude of men who hear me now, they nailed him to a cross. 27. They sealed him with the seal of death, but death was all too weak to hold him in the tomb, and when immortal master said, Adon Mashichkimi, he burst the bands of death, and rose again to life. 28. He showed himself alive, not only to the rulers in Jerusalem, but to the many in the distant parts of earth. 29. And then, before the wondering eyes of many who now hear me speak, attended by a retinue of courtiers of the angel world, he ascended to the throne of God. 30. And being now exalted high, and having breathed to full the holy breath, he breathes again on us, and thus sheds forth what you now see and hear. 31. You men of Israel, know that God has made this man from Galilee whom you abused and crucified, both Lord and Christ. 296. 32. And then the people said, what shall we do? 33. And Peter said, this Christine Lord has sent us forth to open up the gates of dawn. Through Christ all men may enter into light and life. 34. The Christine Church stands on the postulates that Jesus is the love of God made manifest, that love is Savior of the sons of men. 35. This Christine Church is but the kingdom of the Holy One within the soul, made manifest. 36. This day the Christian Church is opened up, and whosoever will may enter in, and, by the boundless grace of Christ, be saved. 37. Again the people said, How may we enter in that we may share the boundless grace of Christ? 38. And Peter said, Reform and be baptized, and turn away from sin and lead the life deep hid with Christ in God, and you shall enter in and be redeemed. 39. 3,000 people turned away from sin and were baptized and sought to lead the life deep hid with Christ in God. 40. And in one day the Christian church became a mighty power, and Christ became a mighty word that thrilled the multitudes in many lands. The end.